Good morning, Dallas Stars hockey fans. It's Jeff with the Dallas Stars Hockey Minute, and this is kind of the draft edition. I know it took a few days for me to get started on this, and one of the reasons being is I wanted to talk about how some of these picks fit in, what we're doing. I have the sense that a lot of people kind of might have felt a little bit disappointed in the way the draft went. But that number one pick in the 18th pick that we had with Leon Bichette, I'm still trying to pronounce the kid's name. He, I think, is perfect for what we need. And I just wanted to talk a little bit about him because here's the thing that I believe the organization was thinking about if you really want to get into like the whole nitty-gritty of how hockey works. You know, a couple year ago, we lost Jamie Oleksiak to the Seattle Kraken. We picked up Hakanpää for size and just big frame and all those things that he kind of tried to fill the role of what Jamie Oleksiak did. Well, this kid that we got, this Leon Bichette, he is that guy. He's very big, 6'5", 220 pounds. There's things he's going to be working on in the development lead for sure. He's not going to be your flashy guy at all, but sometimes you still need that enforcer style of person. You still need a guy that can disrupt plays. And the thing I think the Dallas Stars the most are trying to let us know is, hey, we're very happy with the hockey team that we have. I mean, a guy like this that gets development will be able to pass the puck in breakout situations. He will be able to help us disrupt plays and keep the puck moving in 8 minutes. And yes, it's not a sexy pick by no means. You know, but sometimes when you look at the players that you already have, look at the Roope Hentzes, the Dennis Gerionoffs, the Jason Robertsons, the Joe Pavelskis, we have a lot of really good players that sometimes you can go after so much more like offensive prowess that you don't get a guy that maybe helps distribute that puck to the guys we already have. You know, we lost in the first round, not because we didn't have speed, not because we didn't have playmakers. There were moments we needed more puck disruption. I look at that first round, and I look at what happened with Jake Ottinger and how wonderful he was in goal. But how many times did Calgary steal the puck from us? How many times did Calgary get into breakaways? There were some moments defensively that we could have used just a little bit more help. We have good defense, but we just need a little more. I know that people are going to think I'm crazy when I say something like this, but the truth is, no matter what, we can't lose that part of our identity. I mean, look at what happened with Roope. He scored over 30 goals last year. Look at what happened with Jason Robertson. He was a 40-goal scorer this year. It's not like the offense isn't there, but with a new attitude and a new way to play the game with the way that Pete DeVore does his offense, it's going to take a lot of pressure off of Jamie Benn and even Tyler Seguin to be perfect. And of course, this Leon Bichette, he's not going to be there this year. It's going to be probably a couple years from now. But if we get him right and his skating ability, his ability to break out the puck, There's a lot of potential here. And the one thing I think I love the most about the NHL draft and the way that the NHL works is you don't start right away. You have to develop. And they're willing to sacrifice some time to give you some time to develop. Now, there are some people, there are some players that are NHL ready. And you know what? Maybe one or two of these guys that we picked will prove that they're NHL ready. And I'll go over some of the other picks in another podcast. But I just wanted to kind of start something. I feel like I've neglected this a little bit. And I don't want any of the people that have spent their hard-earned money feeling like I didn't remember them. Anyway, just think of the process. Remember, I'm going to always talk about hockey and the process. You know, we have a lot of foundation with a really good goaltender. I mean, we re-signed Scott Wedgewood to a couple-year deal so he could be a viable backup goaltender. I know there was a goaltender that was drafted later in the draft. I got to research a little bit more about, you know, his stats and how he is. But the point is, this organization is building something. And I think it's important as fans we stay patient and we stay to the course. I mean, I don't want to bring up our rivals, Colorado, but the only thing I want to say about them is look at what happened to them 5 years ago. They had the worst points in the NHL. You know, their coach left. They brought a new guy in. It didn't look pretty there. And with patience, a patient fan base, and a really smart GM, which I know Jim Neal is just as important to us and just as intelligent, or if not more, than Joe Sakic is. And I'm just going to say it right now. The draft wasn't exciting to some, but it was very exciting to me.